Thank you, Niranjan, Dr. Sarkar, eminent panelists, speakers this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delighted to be part of this event, which is the culminating event, as far as the High Commission is concerned, in commemorating the 350th birth anniversary of the great Guru, Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji. As you're aware, this last 1 year has been truly momentous. We have joined with our friends in the Sikh community and organizations and Indian diaspora organizations to commemorate this very important event in the UK. As you're aware that in India, this event was commemorated in a very big way. Last year on the 5th of January, our Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi, was at Patna Sahib, and there was a huge event organized with more than 500,000 people participating. The government of Bihar, of course, had organized an international Sikh seminar before that as a curtain raiser. And there have been events throughout the year to commemorate Guru Gobind Singh Ji's birth anniversary. Of course, the government of Bihar has also announced that they would, the Chief Minister, that he would come up with a Sikh circuit to ensure that people traveling to Sri Harmandir Sahib in Patna are able to travel to other places of pilgrimage in that region so that when you go there, you can visit some of the other sites too. Personally, for me, this has been quite a journey, and I've been very happy that it happened during my tenure here. Some of you know that I belong to Patna. That's my hometown. And I used to visit the Gurdwara so many times as a child. And we were very happy that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is someone whom we could claim to be an eminent son of Patna, since he lived his formative years in Patna. Of course, we are very happy that in the last 1 year, the High Commission has organized events not only in London, but throughout the UK. And we'd like to thank all our partners who have joined us to celebrate this event. I recall I was here only a month when I was invited by the oldest Gurdwara, not only in the UK, but in Europe, the Shepherd's Bush Gurdwara, on the 5th of January last year. The next day, we had a celebration in India House, and a lot of our friends joined us. Last year, we had the first ever Baisakhi celebrations in April with the High Commission again, joined with the 13 Gurdwaras in the region and other community organizations. It was a huge success and a large attendance. We've done a number of events. We've organized a photo exhibition on the life and times of the great Guru with the help of the Victoria and Albert Museum, which has actually toured different parts of the country. We've also had sponsored plays that have been held. I personally saw a play on the great Guru's life in Birmingham a few months ago, and that play has traveled elsewhere too, including to India. So we've had a number of events to earmark to celebrate this event. And I think it's important because UK, which has such a large Sikh and Punjabi community, it's only befitting that outside India, the largest, the biggest celebrations of the birth anniversary of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji was held in the UK and, of course, in London. So we are actually very happy, very proud, and we'd like to thank all of you and all those who've made this possible, because I think the life and teachings of the great Guru, you will hear experts speak about his life and his teachings. But one thing that always struck me, that he fought for justice, he fought against oppression, and he fought for freedom. He sacrificed a lot. He lost his father through trickery, if I may put it, when the Emperor Aurangzeb put him to death. He lost his sons to fighting the Mughals. And I think the Khalsa Panth that he established on Baisakhi Day in 1699, since then has played such an important role, not only in the history of India, but in the world, but certainly of India, because they all came from India, and they fought for India, not just in the Afghan wars or the Anglo-Sikh wars or when Ahmad Shah Abdali came to India, but they fought right through to the wars. My father was in the army, so he's had the many great compatriots from the Sikh community who fought in World War II and subsequent wars that India have fought. So I think the Khalsa Panth stood for the unity, integrity, and the defense of India. And I think that is something that no community can boast in terms of the number of people who have played this role in terms of proportion of their population. I don't think any community in India can boast of such valor, such sacrifice through the ages.
Bole so nihal.
Sat Sri Akal. And I think the epitome of sacrifice was that great guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And I think he taught not just the Sikhs, the Khalsa Panth, but humanity. He taught them compassion. He taught them sacrifice. He's taught us virtues. He was one of those people who's difficult to describe in words. He was a warrior. He was a saint. He was a poet. He was a philosopher. And what he did, he, in fact, remarkable that he never even called himself the son of God. He said that the followers are the sons of God or daughters of God. He is just a servant or a slave of God. That showed his humility. And I think what he imparted to the Sikh community in India and around the world and to the larger Indian and global community is something priceless, something worthy of celebration. And I'm so happy that the High Commission was able to get together with all of you to commemorate this wonderful year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. That was really very, very appropriate to the start of the event. I began with saying that we were slightly late because there was another lecture going on. I have to also say that there's another lecture after this event. So I don't want to spend any more time coming in between the speakers. What I thought I would very quickly do, because I did want to go out to see the High Commissioner off, is that we could start with the remarks by everyone, and then there will be a Q&A session, and we can have discussions, and we have till 7:30 and 7:45 to be in this room. So without further delay, but one more thing, which is also very important and is also an enormous token of gratitude from the side of the High Commission, and we at the London School of Economics are privileged to have that, is that this is just in case anyone was going to leave in between. I would have said this at the end, but I'm saying it now. There will be a commemorative publication that will come out of this evening's event and will include some other bits and pieces of information and news and photographs about other events that have been held to mark the 350th anniversary, which have been stupendous across Britain, as all of you know. So without further ado, what we decided, and this is an important thing to say at this point, is I think we should say in one sentence how the High Commission and the London School of Economics brought this event together. So we invited Professor James Hegarty, who will speak first, who is going to present an overview of the religion and of its teachings and its relevance. Everyone was asked to speak particularly about Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Mr. Prabhsyan will speak second. Professor Pritham Singh will speak third, and Professor Bedi will speak fourth. And all of them have agreed to speak between 10 and 12 and 15 minutes. So what I would do is that I'll simply introduce all the speakers in one line so that you know who is who, and we can get underway. And if I could just request the speakers to come and sit here, because it would just be easier so that you wouldn't have to move around. Professor James Hegarty is currently Professor of Sanskrit and Indian Religions at the University of Cardiff. Mr. Prabhkirat Singh Sian was formerly President of the Watford Sikh Association, is a chartered building engineer and party wall surveyor by profession, and has spoken widely on different aspects of the Sikh religion on various platforms, which I have actually been following. Professor Pritham Singh is currently Professor of Economics at Oxford Brookes University and has recently concluded a very close textual study of the Sri Guru Granth Sahib, and I share with Professor Singh our intense interest in analyzing texts, so I'm especially delighted that he's here. And Professor M.P.S. Bedi, to whom I'm eternally grateful, has agreed to come this evening, is chair of the PCBT Bedi Foundation. And for those of you who have been around in this city long enough, as I have been, and are interested in this subject. I'm sure somewhere or the other you have heard Professor Bedi speak earlier, so we're especially privileged to have him. So if I could just request James Yu and Professor Singh and Mr. Sian to come and